One of the greatest mysteries of our faith is waiting for the return of Jesus to come. There is much scripture that points to it. The mysterious book of Revelation, which we had our first reading from today. For centuries, people have been trying to decipher it and to apply it to the present moment of their age. I see a lot of similarity growing up during the 80s, during the Cold War, imagining at any moment the world might be thrown into complete and utter destruction because of nuclear war and the consequences of it. It seems that when we read these kinds of things, there is at least three responses that can be made. One is we are reminded that the Lord is coming and that we need to be prepared. And so for a period of time, with great fervor and zeal, we change our life. We do all of these things, extraordinary, beyond what we normally do. Radical fasts, radical prayer, radical separation from the world and television and things like that. But our response is not one in which we can maintain it. Because that kind of response is one in which we respond anticipating the immediate response, the immediate return of Jesus, for example. And after a period of time, we will grow tired of this extraordinary response to being prepared. Because it is not an actual change of who we are. It is a knee-jerk reaction. It is an extraordinary thing. And very slowly, we will return back to the ordinary. But we return discouraged. Another kind of response is one in which everything gets sold, when everything gets given away. When we try to make this extreme reality our everyday, this too will become too much. What are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to be ready? I do not believe that being ready is an extreme of operating in a way that is different for a period of time. I think the response that we must have is one of the heart. Not in which we do, like, this is who I am and I do something else, but that I actually change who I am. That it doesn't become something that I'm going to do for a period of time, but it is who I'm going to be. I think ultimately that is the invitation of the gospel, that is the invitation of Jesus. To have possessions in the world, but not to be possessed by them. To live in the world and yet to be free. It is a holy, and I had the word and then it just flew away like a little bird. A holy distrust. It's not the word I was looking for, but of living in the world, but doing it in a way in which we are free. No extreme thing can be maintained for a long period of time. And what Jesus is asking of us is not an extreme that is a temporary fix. What he wants is the changing of who we are in a very deep and real way. I guess you just have to figure it out because, you know, it's like someone coming to the house as a guest. It's the holiday season and the guests. And so the house gets cleaned. And then, you know, you go to do something when I was a kid, dump out a bucket of Legos in the middle of the living room, and all of a sudden it was like, what are you doing? They're coming any moment now. You can't do this. And you're like, so you pick up your toys and this and that. And you're sitting around doing nothing as you're awaiting. You can't live like that. We must live in a way in which our readiness to meet Jesus is our everyday as we continue to live. It's harder. It's more complicated. It's deeper. It asks for a deeper transformation of our heart. But if we're able to enter into that, then my brothers and sisters, it's sustainable. It's sustainable in a way in which we can live life, but live life always ready to meet him when he comes. So it's not an easy answer. It's a thing that the church has been grappling with for 2,000 years. There is an invitation to a way of life. And I think that's the only way that we can sustain this readiness to welcome and to meet our Lord. Amen.